What's up, guys? You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We record episodes and interview the very best experts from around the world and cover topics relating to health, success, mindset, business, and even social issues. And each week, we give you some of the best advice and information on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. Your elite life begins now. What's up, guys? It's Justin Stenstrom from Elite Man Magazine, and in today's episode, episode number 338, we're going to talk all about the secret culprit for almost all disease. And when I say almost, I mean just about 95 to 99% of all disease out there, chronic disease especially, you know, the chronic fatigue syndromes of the world, the lupuses of the world, the chronic Lyme, the Parkinson's, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, the autoimmune disorders, which they call, which we'll get into, which it really isn't autoimmune, actually. Same thing with chronic Lyme, by the way. It's really not Lyme disease, which is causing the problem. But the labels that they give to all these conditions and many, many more, including anxiety, depression, migraines. Chronic migraines are a big one. The, let's see, what else do we have here? The chronic fatigue, which we already mentioned. UTIs, chronic acne, eczema, psoriasis, those ones. The skin conditions, which have no apparent cause nor cure, because a lot of people have these things for life and they're debilitating and crippling for many, many people. They have no idea how to get past these things and they just kind of live miserably with these things. And then they put all kinds of creams and lotions into the next sort of gimmick or routine that comes around that they hope will help them get over these types of things, but they have absolutely no real cure. And of course, they take the steroids, the steroid creams from the doctors. And then you ask the doctor why they have all these crazy, weird symptoms. And the doctor, of course, has absolutely no idea. And so you're just kind of throwing a Band-Aid on the cut, not actually healing the cut or not actually healing the wound or the reason why you're getting it. And sort of a better analogy, actually, for healing something like, say, a cut is throwing or cleaning up the cut, throwing some Neosporin on it, throwing some peroxide on it, which are all good things, by the way. Like that, you know, certainly not a bad idea. But at the same time, if you keep cutting yourself, then you're never going to actually get rid of the problem. You're going to always have a cut. You can put all the Neosporin on that you want. You can put all the peroxide on that you want. You can put all the alcohol on that cut as much as you want to make sure it doesn't get infected. But at the same time, if you keep getting cut, you're going to always have that problem. It's the same thing inside the body. If you don't actually heal the root cause or address the reason for why you're getting the problem, the condition, the disease, the symptoms of that disease, then you're never actually going to be able to fully heal from it. You're just going to keep getting it over and over and over again until you die or until you figure out the solution. And hopefully with information like in today's episode, you'll be able to figure out that solution long before you die so you can enjoy your life as much as you possibly can. Because at the end of the day, life is all about enjoying it and living your life to the fullest. And you can't really live your life to the fullest if you have a chronic disease, if you have a chronic condition, if you're always dealing with something, if you always have something in the back of your mind, if you're suffering, even in a small or seemingly small way from the outside. I know just how tough it can be personally, and I know just how much even the smallest, seemingly smallest or littlest things can really affect somebody, even affect somebody's confidence, affect someone's outlook on life, affect someone's ability to just be happy and really enjoy things. If you're, you know, dealing with any type of disease, any type of condition, any type of symptom, and you're always thinking about that thing, or it's always on your mind, it's always, you know, whatever you do, it's popping up, it's interfering in certain things, you can't fully do things like you used to before, then you're not living a full elite life. You're not having the ability to live your life to the fullest and enjoy life to the fullest. And so that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. It's what we talk about all the time on the podcast through different means. We you know, bring on different guests. We talk about different subjects. We cover all types of things under the sun, really do. And I kind of enjoy it that way. And honestly, I kind of have to do it that way because I have such an ADD brain myself. And, you know, I've always sort of been that way of a curiosity for multiple things in life, not just set in stone with one thing, but having an open mind and a very vast mind for a lot of interesting topics. And so we try to cover things as much as possible. But at the end of the day, the core message for the podcast is having the ability to live an elite life, to live your life to the absolute fullest. And, you know, no matter what it is, it's mental health, it's regular health, it's a chronic disease, it's confidence, it's your dating life, it's your relationship, it's your social skills, whatever it is, it's your business, it's how to make money, whatever it comes down to, if you're not able to be fully healthy and do all these types of things in your life, because you're fully ready to go, you're on point, you don't have anything holding you back, you're not constantly worrying or thinking about something else or nothing holding you back physically or with your health, then that's what it's all about. You need to be able to actually be fully healthy before you can enjoy all the things in life and really just see what life's all about and enjoy it to the absolute fullest. So with that said, in today's episode, we're going to talk about the true cause, the secret hidden root culprit to all, not all, but almost all chronic disease, about 99% of all chronic disease. So you go to the doctors for any one of the conditions I mentioned, and some more conditions I'll talk about as well later on in the episode. And they have absolutely no idea what really causes these conditions, what really causes these diseases. By the way, I'm just thinking of some more. SIBO is another one. MS, multiple sclerosis, is another one. ALS is another one. And there's so many others. I was just about to try to pronounce ALS, which is amyolateral. I always screw that one. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. All right, I had to Google that. I'm not going to lie. But it's Lou Gehrig's disease. And that one's probably the most crippling of all neurological conditions. That one really is. And also Stephen Hawking had this one as well. Basically wears away at all of your muscles and puts you down and out. And so you can't use your muscles after a certain period of time. It affects the nervous system. It's a disease that affects the nervous system, affects the nerves and the connection between the brain and the spinal cord. And you lose muscle control. You lose your control for bowel movements. So AKA you're peeing yourself, you're shitting yourself. You can't talk eventually because the muscles in your throat stop working. So you actually, like Stephen Hawking, he had to use the computer to actually voice what he was trying to say. You can't walk around, obviously. You're paralyzed, essentially. It is the worst, I believe, of all the conditions out there. And again, there is a root cause to this, which doctors, mainstream scientists, mainstream medicine, research, and science has not been able to figure out. But there is a guy who figured this out, and he's been a huge influence in my life, huge, just totally changed my life, actually, game changer in my life. I respect the guy, I love the guy. I'm a friend of the guy now after interviewing on the podcast last summer, Anthony William, who's blessed by God to have this information and to figure out a lot of these things about how things actually really work. And a lot of the work I do now is based off the work that he's done and the information that he shared with the world and the information he shared with me to help me overcome my own chronic disease several years back, which again, literally changed my life, saved my life in a lot of ways, and has had a huge influence on my life thereafter. So, with that said, actually, before we jump into the episode and talk about this mystery culprit for all chronic disease, and I'm just going to, from here to forth, say all chronic disease, so it's a lot easier than saying 99% of chronic disease. Before we jump into it all, I do want to mention the Elite Life Nutrition. I mentioned it last week as well. Elite Life Nutrition's Vitamin C is currently out on the website, so make sure you check it out. We just have a sale going on just earlier today. Put the price down about 33%, so it's about 33% sale I don't know the exact percentage, actually, but the price was at $17.99 when it originally came out. And then we had it at $14.99 for about a week or so, and now it's down to $10.99 because we really want to get this into the hands of as many people as possible. I'm honestly not sure how much I'm going to keep this price down at such a low rate. At $10.99 a bottle for 120 capsules of incredible vitamin C, game-changing stuff. I literally have no idea how long I'm going to keep this up at that price. But trust me when I say this, it's game changing. It's so over 25%. It's, you know, just over 25% sale from where it was last week. But I literally don't, I might just have it up for a couple more days. I'm not really sure, but this product is actually a $20+ product, but we have it on sale right now. So it's really over 50% off from what we are going to have it selling as in the upcoming months. So really, you know, honestly, jump on it right now. Buy a few bottles. If you buy two, you get 5% off. If you buy four, you get 10% off. If you buy 12, you get 15% off. And so you might as well just stock up on vitamin C. It's never going to, you know, go out of style. You're never going to not need vitamin C, especially with the fall coming up, flu season, all that stuff. Vitamin C is absolutely incredible. We want to get this into as many people as possible. Brand new product just came out. Absolutely loving this stuff. It is a vitamin C formula we have with calcium ascorbate. It's buffered vitamin C, so it's easy on the stomach, non-acidic. It also has grapeseed extract, rootin, rose hips, acerola, fruit extract in it as well. All these things combine to just heighten and increase the benefits of the vitamin C already in, which is a high dose as well, but already in the vitamin C. So these all work synergistically together to give you a powerful dose of vitamin C. It's, you know, I'm telling you, it's absolutely game-changing stuff. I love this vitamin C. I've been taking it for years. But then, so I decided just this past few months that we had to make our own product, and here we are with an incredible vitamin C formula. So jump on it. It's literally $10.99 now. We're basically giving this stuff away right now. I don't know how much longer we're going to do this for, probably just another week or so. So make sure you jump on it right now before the price goes back up to $14.99, and then ultimately the price where it's going to stay, which is probably in the $20+ range per bottle. I'm not kidding when I say that. I'm just, you know, this isn't a sales pitch or anything. I'm just telling you guys, stock up on this stuff now. I want to give vitamin C and put it into as many people's hands as possible. The flu season's coming up. Winter's coming up soon. Fall's coming up. It's going to start getting colder. People are starting to catch stuff, or going to start catching stuff soon. Jump on this offer now. I'm telling you, you're going to absolutely love vitamin C. By the way, I haven't even talked about the vitamin D, which we came out as well, just about the same time as the vitamin C. Also on the website as well, the 5,000 IUs, which is an incredible amount of vitamin C per capsule, and doesn't have some of the other crap that is in a lot of vitamin D formulas as well. Sorry, mix that up. It's just a pure vitamin D dose, just the vegetarian capsule and the rice flour, which is always very, very clean stuff that you know about at Elite Life Nutrition. So EliteLifeNutrition.com has both of these products. Make sure you check them out right now. By the way, vitamin D, as you probably know, is one of the most important vitamins for your system, especially with all the things going on right now. There's been incredible studies going on about vitamin D and the potent powers of vitamin D, what it can do for your body, what it can do for your health, what it can do for your immune system to actually work right along with vitamin C and keep you as healthy as possible. So make sure you jump on both of those right now. EliteLifeNutrition.com, get the vitamin C. $10.99 for a very, very limited time only, and also the vitamin D, which is up there as well, and you can get both of them, EliteLifeNutrition.com. All right, so with that out of the way, let's dive right into today's episode. And by the way, I do want to say one more thing about last week's episode, and that was about the 10 biggest mistakes that people make with their diets. It was an incredible episode. I got all kinds of great feedback from you guys, and I really do appreciate that. I got a ton of messages on Instagram, which is kind of where I've been directing people to message me more than anything lately, as opposed to, say, the emails and stuff like that. Sometimes a lot of emails honestly get sent to the spam, so I don't even get to see some of the emails that you guys send out. So honestly, the safest way to contact me if you need to get a hold of me, and which I'll probably see if it's not a completely rude or whatever message, which I rarely get though. Every once in a while I have a controversial episode, I'll get a couple of those, but it's not a big deal. I'm a big boy. I can handle that stuff. But I, you know, obviously prefer the nicer messages. But the chances are, if you send me a message on Instagram, I'm going to see it. So whether it's a day, whether it's a few days, whether it's a week, most likely going to see that message and I'll get back to you on Instagram. The only people I really don't get back to, like I said before, are the very rude people. Even a little, you know, rude I can handle, but the people that are batshit crazy rude, I typically don't respond back to those people because I don't have the time of day to go back and forth about, you know, stupid stuff. But also the people that pitch me offers, and obviously the spam accounts. When you get these random spam accounts hitting you up all the time and, you know, selling you this or that or trying to get you to do some wacky shit, those are the ones I will typically avoid. But all you guys listening right now have the open invitation to shoot me a message on Instagram, hit up the DMs, and I will message you back at, you know, the earliest time I can get back to you. But anyways, I did get a lot of messages about last week's episode, a lot of good ones, a lot of good feedback. I love that. I love hearing from you guys. I love knowing, you know, that you're taking this information in, that you enjoy the episode, that, you know, you got some benefit from it. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. But the one thing I did want to address was the number one biggest mistake that people make with their diets, and that was actually consuming the eggs and the dairy. And I said the one when I was talking. So when I put these two in a category, to me in my head mentally, they're equally awful. It's like eggs and dairy are the two worst culprits for your health. They just are. And, you know, there's other things as well. There's other culprits out there as well. The wheats of the world, the glutens of the world, the MSGs of the world. But dairy and eggs are in a category of their own, and they're also the most consumed by people on a day-to-day basis. I kind of had a bit of what you call a brain fart when I was describing these two as number one. And sort of implied that they're eggs are actually a dairy. They obviously, in fact, are not a dairy. Eggs come from chickens. Dairy comes from cows. So when I said that, I obviously was not mistakenly talking about the two as if they were one and the same. They are not. However, when it comes to what you put into your body and how destructive and detrimental they can be for your health, they are one and the same. Eggs and dairy are equally as bad. And mentally, in my head, when I talk about those two, I just kind of always have put them together. So that was my mistake, and sort of implying that those two are together, or that eggs are a part of the dairy family. They are, in fact, not, but they are, in fact, equally bad for your health. So they are, I guess you would say, co-winners or co-champions of the worst types of foods to put into your body. So I just wanted to make that very clear in case anyone was a little confused. I actually did have a couple people mention that. They said, I didn't know, you know, eggs were part of dairy. And I was like, wait a second, did I say that? And I went back and I was actually, shit, yeah, I did kind of say that. And so that was a mistake by implying it and sort of saying it the way I said it. But again, I want to reiterate the bigger point here, which is that eggs and dairy are equally as bad. And if you can cut them out, again, you don't have to cut out everything from your diet. It's not the end of the world if you have a little eggs or a little dairy here and there. You know, you're a milk guy or you're a cheese guy. You know, you like your cheeseburgers like I do every once in a while. Or, you know, you do your yogurts every once in a while. Like those things aren't, yogurts are probably a little better than, say, milk or cheese. But the point is, those things aren't good for your health because they feed viruses. However, they are not the end of the world. If you don't have a chronic disease going on, if you're not fighting one of these major things I talked about earlier, Lyme disease, an autoimmune type of condition, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, ALS, CFS, brain fog, migraines, vertigo, like any one of these crazy symptoms, chronic disease conditions, if you're not fighting that, you can kind of have a little bit of that stuff. It's not going to kill you. It's not the end of the world if you have a little eggs or a little dairy in your life. I would still recommend minimizing those foods and cutting back on them for sure. Like if you have them every single day, that's probably not good. Do maybe three times a week. If you have them three times a week, try doing them once or twice a week. So cut back on the amount that you're consuming, because eventually that is going to catch up to you. But if you don't have anything major going on right now, it's okay. You're probably going to be fine getting away, or you'll probably be okay and you'll get away with doing it right now. So that was one thing I did want to address from last week's episode. But again, I did get a lot of good feedback, so I'm actually pretty happy with the feedback from last week's episode. And let me know as well in the DMs, when you shoot me a message, what types of topics you want me to cover, what types of episodes you like. And we are going to start doing the interviews again. We got some things lined up. We took a little bit of a break from interviews just because time-wise, scheduling-wise, things kind of played out a little bit differently on the interviews, but we are going to get back to the interviews soon and jump into those. But I do really honestly enjoy these solo episodes, and I've been enjoying them more and more. So I anticipate doing a lot more of these as well. And I feel like you guys have been enjoying them as well. So shoot me some messages on Instagram. Let me know exactly what topics you're thinking, what subjects you'd like to have, what types of things you'd like me to cover, the solo episodes, the interviews, what you guys are feeling more. I'm totally open to hear your thoughts, and I want to create a dialogue between you and I to hear exactly what you like and your input. I want to hear your input as much as possible. So with that said, let's dive into today's episode and the secret culprit for almost all disease. And before I dive into the actual secret mystery culprit here, I do want to take a swig of water because I've been talking for 20 minutes straight. And and I need a suspense to build up anyways. Okay, so the suspense has built up enough at this point, and you guys who are listening deserve to hear the secret culprit truth behind all disease. And that is... I hinted at this earlier, but that is actually pathogens in the body. This includes viruses. This includes bacteria. This includes parasites. And mostly, though, it's viruses. I'll be honest. Most of the time, overwhelmingly, it is viral. And by the way, everybody listening has one, if not multiple, viruses in them right now. Everybody listening to this podcast has one, if not multiple, and more likely multiple viruses in them right now at this moment. So I'm sure you might have heard this. Actually, I don't know how common this is, but you might have heard of people having or cold sores, people getting cold sores, people that have herpes. So it's like herpes 1, herpes 2, and everyone thinks, oh, you know, herpes 2, it's the genital herpes, and, you know, that's so much worse than herpes 1, and, you know, they're basically the exact same thing. One just goes on your genital area, the other one goes cold sores. Well, I'm kind of speaking generally here. I'm not actually being very specific, and I'm not actually getting into the meat of what I'm talking about today, but I'm kind of speaking in terms of what people generally think. So 2, they think, is genital, and that's kind of how it expresses itself as a genital outbreak. And 1, herpes 1, expresses itself as cold sores. And everybody listening to this podcast, probably actually 90% of people listening to this podcast have herpes 1. They get cold sores. The thing is, Or they don't necessarily get cold sores, but they have it in them and it's dormant. So 90% of the people listening right now already have that virus, herpes, in them right now. The thing is, the reason why most people don't express themselves as cold sore or don't have cold sore outbreaks and have the expression of herpes 1 is because it lies dormant inside you. And it lies dormant inside you. It could actually lie dormant inside you your entire life. You may never even have one single cold sore. You might be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old right now, and you've had herpes in you for the last 50, 60, 70 years. And you may actually have never had one cold sore. Now, why is that? Why is that people that have herpes 1 can never get it, and then somebody else who has herpes 1 gets cold sores all the time? It's very strange if you think about it, but It's the truth. And I'll talk about that in a moment, why that is. But so that's just one example of a virus that you have, or most people have, I should say. There's so many other ones out there. And by the way, there's not just herpes 1 and herpes 2. There's about 30 varieties of herpes, undiscovered varieties of herpes. And so when we're talking about this, it's not just like, you have this 1 and 2 going on. You have the genital version, or you have the other oral version. There's multiple different versions. And by the way, the problem with herpes 1 and herpes 2, and then all the other dozens of other varieties of herpes, is that it isn't just relegated to outbreaks of, say, lesions on the skin, i.e. the mouth and genital area. That is actually the least of the problems. That is basically the tip of the iceberg. The real problems with herpes and the many varieties out there is that they're far, far more insidious, far more dangerous, actually, than just lesions on the skin, than just cosmetic superficial type of problems. These issues go far beyond superficial looks, etc. They actually are oftentimes the root cause of all the diseases, conditions, the symptoms of diseases that I mentioned. And then that's just the herpes take on it. You also have shingles. You also have Epstein-Barr, which is huge. There's like 60 or over 60 varieties of Epstein-Barr, which is just as potent and powerful as herpes, if not more. You also have the cytomegalovirus. Cytomegalovirus is another problematic virus. It does a lot of the same types of things. You have HSV-1, HSV-2, HHV-6, HHV-7, HHV-8. And then you have, and those are all the herpes ones, by the way. But there's just like the so many other ones. HPV is another one. The HPV, I believe, actually is a part of the herpes one. I'm not sure about that. But HPV is another one that causes all types of problems. But the shingles one, the shingles and the varieties of shingles, the Epstein-Barr and the varieties of the Epstein-Barr, and the herpes and the many varieties of the herpes. Those are the three big ones. And then you got cytomegalovirus, which is, it's just as big, but it's not as popular as some of the, it doesn't affect as many people as the other three that I mentioned. But those ones, and then you have all the varieties that go along with it. And these are the ones that people have in them. Everybody listening to this podcast has one of these in them right now. And most people, the overwhelming majority of people, have multiple ones, multiple viruses of the ones I just mentioned in them right now. And so let me just address what I said a few moments ago, which is why someone who has HSV-1 versus someone who has another person who has HSV-1, why one person gets cold sores and the other person never gets cold sores. The thing is, the person who gets them all the time has an active virus. It is a very powerful virus. It has been fed a lot of the problem things that we talked about in last week, the troublemaker foods, the problematic foods, that actually make these viruses stronger. So it's a very active, ongoing virus that is causing all these problems right now. The people who have HSV-1, herpes 1, oral herpes, that isn't giving them any cold sores, that isn't presenting itself, that has no symptoms at all, that is a dormant virus. It's a very weak virus. For whatever reason, this person has, you know, eaten the right foods or stayed away from the wrong foods, or they've taken care of themselves, they've gotten a little lucky for whatever reason. There's a little bit of luck that can come into play here. But that person has a dormant virus. So the virus is still in them. The virus never goes away. And that's just the reality of the situation. You can never actually, from what we know now, actually, in time, And maybe, you know, 10, 20 years from now, they'll be able to do it. But right now, there's no way to get rid of any of these viruses permanently. There's no way to get, no way to completely rid them 100% entirely from your body. But what you can do, which is almost as good, literally, it doesn't really make a difference whether you can get rid of it 100% or not, because what you can do is you can fight this virus back to the point where it's so weakened that it won't present any symptoms. And again, the tip of the iceberg, the cold sore type of thing, the superficial symptoms, that, you know, that goes right away. All the other things, which we're going to talk about in a moment, the real symptoms go away as well. When you fight back on these viruses, when you push back on these viruses, when you take the right foods, when you take the right supplements, when you do the right things, you get enough sleep, you reduce the stress, you get exercise, it can help a little bit. You have a good mindset. When you do all the right types of things, that virus becomes basically a little shriveled up old man. You know, before he's Mike Tyson in his prime, he's kicking the shit out of you. He's doing all kinds of things to your body and beating you up, beating the crap out of you. He's giving you the cold sores. I'm not saying Mike Tyson has cold sores. That's not the image I wanted to invoke. But the virus is basically Mike Tyson in his prime. He's doing anything he wants to you. He's kicking your ass. He's having all kinds of crazy symptoms. And you have no idea how to fight back, how to stop him, how to shut him down. But when you do all the things I mentioned, you take all the right foods, all the right supplements, etc., you turn the Mike Tyson in his prime into a shriveled up little old man walking around, you know, with a walker or a cane who can get blown over by a strong wind. So that guy will never disappear. He's always going to be around. But when you turn him into the old, little old man, I'm loving this analogy, when you turn him into that little old man, it doesn't matter if he goes away completely or not, because he's not going to do any harm to you anymore. When you do the right things, that virus will not do harm to you anymore. And that's the most important part. But that's the thing. That's the secret to chronic disease. That's the secret to all these illnesses, to all these cancers out there. I haven't even mentioned cancer, by the way, but that's really the secret to all cancers out there. Cancer is caused by virus plus toxin. So virus plus toxin causes all the cancers known to man, whether it's your liver cancer, whether it's leukemia, whether it's throat cancer, whether it is kidney cancer, no matter what it is, lung cancer, what organ it's attacking, skin cancer, it's always viral plus toxin that causes the cancer. And that's the truth. And that's the truth about all these chronic diseases that I mentioned. It's always viral related, or if not viral, pathogenic related, bacteria, etc. The bacteria causing the problems. It's less likely it's bacteria. It's less likely that it's parasitic. It's almost certainly viral, but it's always pathogenic. Always one of those components. Always viral, bacterial, parasitic. And then you have the toxins that feed the virus and that cause problems throughout the body. Anyways, you get the heavy metals, say anything neurological related, anything in the brain, Parkinson's, ALS, MS, etc., dementia. Anything in the brain is viral plus toxic heavy metal. And you got these toxic heavy metals all in your brain, scattered throughout your brain. And that's the reason, too, why so many people, their brain scans look so different. You get a top-notch MRI, fMRI, functional MRI, volumetric MRI. You get a SPECT scan. Any one of these top tools that they use to look at the brain. It's why so many, every brain is individual, by the way, and it's all unique. But on top of that, you have every condition, which they've labeled, you know, Parkinson's, dementia, Lewy body, ALS, etc., whatever it is that they've labeled something specifically, every one of those scans looks different, even if they're both Parkinson, even if they're both ALS. They'll have similarities, of course, but they'll never look identical. And that's because the heavy metal placement within the brain. Caldera Lab has high-performance men's skincare, and it combines pharmaceutical-grade science, nature's purest and most potent ingredients, and sustainable business practices. They have a product called The Good, which is a clinically proven, multifunctional, non-toxic formula of 27 active botanicals meticulously infused over 4 weeks in an EcoCert Cosmos-certified facility. It's formulated with wild-harvested, non-GMO, and organic ingredients, and is a lightweight, all-in-one treatment designed to restore, nourish, and protect a man's skin. Caldera Lab is the first men's skincare in the USA to be certified by both EcoCert and Made Safe. I've tried The Good now for a number of weeks, and I absolutely love it. I gotta be honest, I wasn't quite sure if I'd love it because I'm not a huge skincare guy, and I haven't taken a ton of different skincare products in the past. Although I've taken a few, I didn't really love the results I got with them. But after taking The Good for just a couple of days, I noticed almost right away how more refreshed and nourished and just overall better looking my skin felt and looked. The Good really is that good, and that's why I'm recommending it for you guys to take as well. It really is, in my personal opinion, the very best skincare product for men on the market. And by the way, GQ agrees with me as well. They call it the best natural face serum for men. So whether you're tackling dry skin, acne scars, wrinkles, or just want to do you and invest in healthier skin, kind of like me, this is the one product I recommend using. So try it right now. I'm telling you, you're going to absolutely love this serum. It is incredible. But for whatever reason, if you don't love it, there is a 100% risk-free guarantee. So if you don't love it, you can send it back and get a full refund. Right now, Caldera has a special offer for our audience. Receive 20% off your first Caldera Lab purchase of The Good. Go to calderalab.com and use discount code ELITEMAN, one word, all caps, at checkout. That's CALDERALAB.com and use the code ELITEMAN for 20% off your first order.
The brain is so complex, as you know already. But the heavy metals within the brain, the mercury, the aluminum, the copper, the lead, the cadmium, the arsenic, all of the heavy metals that have caused problems, iron even, throughout time, and especially mercury and aluminum, those are the two biggest ones. And then you got copper as like a third one. But all of these heavy metals, it's the pattern of where these metals get placed and how they get oxidized and how they move around throughout the brain and where they, you know, cause little divots and deposits and how they get settled into the brain. And, you know, sometimes they get moved around a little bit because you have like foods that'll, you know, pick up and drop them in different places, and then they'll get oxidized and they'll move a little bit and they'll cause more problems once they get oxidized. But all of the pattern of the heavy metals will directly lead to the symptoms of the condition that you have. Even oftentimes when depression isn't from your environment, it's not environmental and it's not, you know, the social element around you, the socialization and sociology of how you interact with your environment and the people around you. And it's not, you know, it isn't related to that type of thing, which I talked about, by the way, all about an elite mind. But if it's not from that, it's has a viral component, and it also has a heavy metal component, because the heavy metals in the brain will directly lead to symptoms of, say, anxiety or depression or schizophrenia or bipolar. And so, and on top of all the other chronic neurological diseases I just mentioned, it's the placement of the heavy metals which will lead to individualized symptoms, individualized diseases and conditions. And so someone's Parkinson's will look totally different than someone else's Parkinson's because of that specific placement of the heavy metals, which is causing the neurons and the neurotransmitters to malfunction, and is causing the nerves which run down your spine and across all your cells, which cause you to have different things like the tremors from Parkinson's. That's all caused from the heavy metals, the mercury in the parts of your brain, which lead to the function of your muscle and your movements. And so the shaking, the tremors, is a lot of deposit in the brainstem of your brain, which leads to directly the control of different muscles. And I've talked about RBD in the past, REM behavioral disorder, and it's just damage to that brainstem, really. And it's caused from that heavy metal. But it's also oftentimes caused by the viral component, which goes hand in hand with the neurological conditions. And oftentimes it's mistaken too. You don't have a specific neurological disease, any disease really. This is, actually goes for all diseases across the board. You don't have a specific disease like historically people will say, doctors will say. I mean, not people, but doctors will diagnose you with. What they're really diagnosing is the symptoms behind that disease, and so they'll name it something. They'll just, that's really all disease is, it's a name for the symptoms that people present. And so if you're presenting a certain set of criteria, if you're, you know, checking the boxes in a checklist of criteria, it's like, yeah, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing that. Oh, okay, that means you have Parkinson's. Oh, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this. Oh, that means you have chronic Lyme disease. Oh, you're doing this today, you're doing that. You know, the last 2 months, you're doing this for the last 6 months. Oh, that must mean that you have an autoimmune disorder. And that's all it really is. That's all the where the diagnosis comes from. It's not like we have a supercomputer that you know can read your blood and instantly tell you with 100% precision what disease, quote unquote, you have. How disease is diagnosed is through the symptoms that you present and the doctor looking over the checklist and saying, you know, you cover most of these things, or you cover some of these things, or you cover all of these things. And so that's the disease that you have. But really, if you look under the hood, or if you look at the granular details of the diagnosis that you've been given, what actually happens is that these doctors are just completely baffled. They don't know why you have the disease, and they don't really know if you have the disease. They're just going off what they've been told, and they're just going off what they believe to be true. But oftentimes it's a total guess game. It's a total, you know, we don't know what the hell is going on with you game. Like, why do you, you know, you're a younger person, you're a younger guy. Why are you having all these symptoms that a 60-year-old man has, or 70-year-old man has, or, you know, you're a younger woman? Why are you getting all these crazy symptoms that a 50 or 60-year-old woman has? You know, and that's kind of what it's all about, is they don't understand what's behind the true cause of these diseases. They're just going by what they're supposed to label them as, and hopefully throw some medication at you to minimize the symptoms, and, you know, pray to God that you get better. And they're not really praying for you, but you, they might tell you to pray to God. You know, you're going to have to pray to God if you take these medications to hopefully get better. And I'm telling you right now, unfortunately, in my view, God doesn't work that way, because I tried that out myself. And I've seen many people try that as well to be saved, because you don't know what the hell you're doing. I believe God works by the way of, in a sense of, he's there to save you, he's there to protect you, but he's also there to make you do the work. You have to do the work yourself. It's not magical. We're not here on this earth. And this is totally just my opinion now, but we're not here on this earth to have everything magically given or done for us. We're here presented with tools needed to do the things we're supposed to do in this world, the things we're meant to do, the things we're destined to do in so many ways. But we have to do the work in figuring them out, and then once we figure them out, doing the work and achieving them. And that's really what I think it's all about. I don't think we're meant to actually just, you know, pray like, oh, I hope, you know, I have an intervention and my life is saved. Every once in a while you hear of these crazy, you know, you look up these YouTube videos, and I love these stories, by the way, where it's like this person was down and out and they were, you know, going to kill themselves, or they had some crazy thing going on and they just didn't want to live anymore. Or they, you know, they didn't think they were going to live anymore. And then all of a sudden there was like, you know, a light, magic light, and they heard a voice, and, you know, they swear it was God speaking to them. And next thing you know, they completely changed their life and their life was saved. I love those stories more than anything. And I do think that I tend to believe in those types of stories. But I think for the majority of people, that's not the case. We're not actually meant to have that type of moment where God just kind of has like a divine intervention and comes and saves us. I do think those moments are incredibly powerful, and I think that they're possible. But I think, again, this is all my opinion, I think that God actually wants us to succeed. I think he wants us to do the work. I think he wants us to really bite down and figure out and learn, not figure out necessarily, but discover the power that we all truly have. And it's an incredible thing. It really is. I think it's more profound and incredible when we can figure it out ourselves and do that work ourselves and overcome major things ourselves. And there's so many things in life that we're going to have to overcome and that we do overcome and that we're faced with all the time. And so I think like once you do one thing, you realize that you can do another thing. And then once you do another thing, you realize that you can pretty much do anything. You can pretty much overcome anything that comes your way. And I think that's really where the power comes from. I think that's the lesson to be learned. And so that's, you know, a bit off track for what I want to cover. But I do think that that is kind of an important point to make as well. And I do want to get back to focusing on what we have to do to, you know, overcome, kind of sort of based off of last week's episode as well. The culprit is, you know, has always been, when it comes to these chronic diseases, it has always been viruses, pathogens, bacteria, parasites, parasitic problems. It's always been these things. The question is, of course, now that we know these things, when you have all these, you know, you go to the doctor and you have these weird symptoms, you have migraines, you have tingling, you have shakes, you have strange dizziness, you have upset stomachs, you have cramps all the time, you have diarrhea all the time, you have all chronic inflammation going on, you have brain fog going on, you have weight issues, weight gain, weight loss. You have chronic acne and cysts and psoriasis and chronic UTIs and fibroids and eczema and just weird things, and even some anxiety and depression, of course. But you have all these weird things going on all the time, and you don't know what's causing them. And you went to the doctors, you went to a few doctors, and they just don't have any answers for you. You're not checking enough boxes for them to tell you that you have Parkinson's disease, or you're not checking enough boxes to tell you quite yet. I mean, they will get to this point to tell you that you have autoimmune. You're not checking enough boxes for them to tell you you have Lyme disease. And trust me, that's coming. You know, if you go to enough doctors and you spend enough time, eventually some of the doctors are going to start telling you got chronic Lyme, or you got chronic, or you got autoimmune disorder, or you got lupus. And, you know, by the way, those are all terrible diagnoses, and they just set people back, because then you start going on a, you know, down a rabbit hole of medication, and the misdiagnosis is just, it sets people back, because it's not the true answer to why people are sick. But you know, you're going through these types of things, or you have these weird symptoms, and I'm telling you right now, the root cause of these things are almost always viruses, and they're always pathogens. And so moving forward, getting past these types of things, there is a certain type of protocol to get your health back, to start overcoming these things. And like I mentioned, you know, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I mentioned dairy and eggs in this episode as the number one. But if you didn't listen to last week's episode, jump on that episode either right now, pause this one, go back to this in a few minutes, or go back to that episode as soon as this one's over, and eliminate as much, if not all, of these troublemaker foods as possible in your life. If you're doing some of these diet mistakes, these big diet mistakes, you're really setting yourself up for failure. You're really setting yourself back. If you have something going on, you're going backwards. If you don't have anything going on, you're setting yourself up, you know, you're giving yourself an alley-oop in a bad way. And so if you want to start healing, if you want to make sure that you never catch something, if you never want to make sure none of these viruses, if you know you don't catch a new virus, or the virus you have in you doesn't become active and it remains dormant, which is where it's been, you want to start bringing in some really healing, healthy foods into your life. Some of these foods, I'm just going to name a bunch of them, and then I'm going to talk about some supplements as well that can help. But some of these foods you want to bring into your life and have as much as possible. And you really do got to listen to last week's episode, because I talk about the reasons why some of these are fruits and veggies, and you know, the misconception behind some of these things. But celery juice is a big game changer for anyone who jumps on it. You just jump on it right away. Start with 16 ounces, work your way up to 32 ounces. Celery juice is a game changer. Absolutely. It kills pathogens. It does so many incredible things for your digestion, for your neurological health, for your liver. It has its own vitamin C in it as well, which obviously helps support your immune system. It breaks up the pathogens, the viruses in your body. It kills off the damaging neurotoxins. It destroys viruses like Epstein-Barr and herpes and shingles. It lowers that villain that's in your body, the Mike Tyson villain that's kicking your ass, or the guy who's morphing into Mike Tyson, who's still, he might be dormant a little bit right now, but he's turning into that tough Mike Tyson type of character who you don't want. It turns that guy backwards. It Benjamin Buttons him backwards into the old man that does nothing, that stays dormant, that can't get up. So that's what you want. You want the celery juice every morning, 16 ounces start with, work your way up to 32 ounces. You also want the wild blueberries in your life. Wild blueberries are the number one food for your brain. They remove toxic heavy metals from your brain. The heavy metals, by the way, are neurotoxins. They damage, they kill brain cells. They actually literally kill brain cells. And the wild blueberries build brain cells. They're neuro builders. So they actually build new brain cells, neurons in your brain. They help restore the central nervous system and also get rid of the viral components, the Epstein-Barrs of the world, the herpes. They get rid of that and break it down as well, help you remove some of those things. Spinach is another one as well, very powerful antiviral. It breaks down the virus in the body, gets rid of the viral waste from the body. Get spinach as much as possible. It wasn't just for Popeye, it's for pretty much anyone. Spinach is incredible. I mean, I don't love the taste of it, but if you mix it in with the green shake, you can get away with it pretty easily. You don't really taste it. Same thing with cilantro, by the way. I absolutely hate cilantro, the taste of it, but it is one of the most important foods for your health. It gets rid of these heavy metals that we talked about throughout this episode from the deepest parts of your brain, the deepest parts of your cells, anywhere in your body. It goes deep into these cells like nothing else can get to. And it is, you know, from generations, you're inherited these heavy metals from generations ago, by the way. Many thousands of years ago. In fact, they just stay in your parents and your grandparents and great-grandparents' system, and they just get passed down over and over again. So the cilantro actually can remove heavy metals from generations past that's in your body causing you problems, oxidizing in your body right now. Cilantro can pull those out, the heavy metals, even if it was from hundreds of years ago, and get rid of them. And nothing else can do what cilantro can do. There's no clay out there. There's no super pharmaceutical drug. There's no zeolite out there. There's nothing that any of these doctors, you know, scientists that come out with these brand new products and they talk about, you know, detoxing and this and that. Cilantro, there's nothing that does what cilantro does. Cilantro is an absolute game changer when it comes to removing toxins from your body, in particular heavy metals. So add cilantro into your life. Again, throw this into a green shake, because personally, I think it's horrible tasting, but when I mix it in with, you know, some of the delicious blueberries and oranges and bananas and, you know, those types of good foods, I don't even taste the cilantro. I have a whole cup in my blue fruit green shake every day, which is the heavy metal detox smoothie, actually. But so I just mix in with other fruits and veggies, and I don't even taste it. I have a whole cup. A cup is a lot of cilantro. If you try to chew that, or if I try to chew that myself, I'd be chewing at it for a while because it's so disgusting. But you know, you mix it in with something, you can really mask that taste, and it's, you know, it's incredible for you. So you add it in. Garlic is another powerful antiviral, also antibacterial. So if you got anything going on, any bacterial thing going on, if you got any viral thing you're fighting off, if you have something like herpes, Epstein-Barr, shingles in your body, you want to have garlic regularly. It really breaks it down again and to small amounts in your body and helps put it back into the dormant state. And by the way, if you're dealing with something that's major, it's going to take you a little while. It's not going to happen overnight. If you're dealing with something that's, you know, legitimately a Parkinson's type of thing or MS type of thing or legitimate hypothyroidism or autoimmune type of condition that's really powerful, a lupus type of thing, chronic fatigue syndrome, it might take 6 to 12 months before you really see results. So be patient with this type of thing. Be as patient as you can. And I know you. I know it sucks to have to wait. It's not like a magic bullet thing. It's not going to happen in a couple of days. But it really will pay off in the long run if you stay patient, if you stay diligent, and you keep doing these types of things. But if you don't even have anything at all, if you're facing something very minor, you can see results a lot quicker too. You can see results in a few weeks, in a few days sometimes, even in a few months if it's, you know, not too bad. So it really just depends on how severe the condition is. But if you're dealing with something very severe, it beats the hell out of going to the doctors for the next 20 years of your life without having any solutions or results. So, you know, 6 months, 12 months, it's really a small price to pay if you really think about it. Even financially, you know, buying these types of foods and then some of the supplements I'm going to talk about in a moment, it really is a small cost compared to the overall cost financially and emotionally that you'd have to bear otherwise. Other foods to bring in as well include strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, all incredibly detoxifying and nourishing for the blood and for the cells in your body, antioxidants, rich in antioxidants like no other. They also bring down the viral load, the viral byproducts, the viral waste, like we talked about, cleans out the blood. You really want that clean blood, which we talked about in last week's episode, to heal the body as much as possible. When you have clean red blood, it gets to all these cells. It gets to the deep parts of the cells which need healing. And this can only be done when you clean up that blood by having incredible fruits like raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, the wild blueberries in particular, the blackberries, things like pears and apples. Or go organic too, by the way, when you have these types of fruits. If they're exposed like that. Bananas you can get away with, not organic because they're covered up. But when you have exposed fruit, you want to make sure that you're getting the organic to minimize the pesticide exposure. So that's, you know, you also got lettuce as well. Bring in lettuce as much as possible. Bring in the kale as much as possible. Bring in the parsley as much as possible. Asparagus is another one. Sprouts. Pretty much all fruits and veggies, to be honest with you, will have benefit when it comes to lowering your viral load, when it comes to bringing the virus down. You want to have fruits and veggies throughout the day. You want to have a plethora of fruits and veggies, and you want to have them often. You want to have them every couple of hours. You want to, back in the day when I was a personal trainer, we used to talk about, and this is many, many years ago, about a decade ago, but we used to, the main conception in that community, in that world, was having protein every 2 hours to make sure that your, you know, metabolism was functioning and that, you know, your muscles are being fed every 2 hours, even going to the gym, you know, protein shake before, maybe protein shake right after for sure. And so that was the misconception, but it was always, that was the main conception, but as it turns out, it was a misconception, but it was always, the thing was, it was like the zoning diet where it was like snacking every 2 hours, every 1.5 to 3 hours. So 2 hours, every 2 hours on average, you had to have food in your system. And that theory wasn't actually a bad theory, but the problem was having too much protein. And that was really the misconception, was always having too much protein in your system, which causes all sorts of problems. We actually talked about this in last week's episode, but the theory itself was a good theory. The problem was the food that you're putting in. So what you want to actually keep is you want to keep that snacking mentality. You want to have the every 2 hours or so having some food into your system, having your glucose constantly being restored. The glucose actually feeds the cells, gives you energy. But you want to make sure it's coming from good glucose. It's coming from fruits and veggies. It's coming from healthy foods. It's actually going to bring down the viral load constantly. Throughout the day, you're constantly hitting that viral load and bringing it down and cutting out all those troublemaker foods that we talked about last week and bringing in all these healthy foods that we talked about in this week. That's what you want to do. When you're doing that, you're constantly fighting this virus or the pathogen that's causing the chronic disease or the symptoms of the chronic disease or the future symptoms that are going to come. I'm telling you, they're going to come soon. If you don't have them now and you're feeding your body like shit, you're feeding that virus. And everybody has a virus in them already right now, as I talked about before. And if you don't have one, if you don't have more than one, you're going to have more than one eventually. So it's important. It's important to make sure that you're keeping that thing dormant and that you're eating as healthy as possible. I understand people want to, you know, drink alcohol on the weekends. I mentioned this last week. I do these things myself. Because I'm in a good place right now, I can cheat a little bit. I can have more fun. But when it came down to having a serious chronic disease, I had to cut all that crap out for a couple of years. It had to be super, super strict for a full year, more like a year and a half. But, you know, if you're not dealing with anything, it's okay to cheat a little bit and enjoy yourself. Life is, you know, it's about enjoying yourself. What the hell is the point of living life, honestly, if you can't have a cheeseburger sometimes, if you can't have some drinks with your friends, if you can't go out on the weekends, you can't have some, you know, some good food, tasty food. You know, what the hell is the point of always being 100% strict if you don't have to be? If you're dealing with a chronic disease, you have to be. You have to be very strict, as much as you possibly can be strict, for as long as you have that chronic disease going on. When you bring it back down, then you can cheat a little bit, then you have some fun again. But what's the point of always being super, super strict? And this is the other thing I never really understood about the bodybuilding world, is always preparing yourself, you know, to be in tip-top physical shape. And this is what I'm talking, if you don't have this for profession, if you're not making, you know, millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars from, you know, looking good and having muscles, which is, you know, those things are great. Don't get me wrong, but I just kind of never fully understood people who did that without having that as their job, because they never got to enjoy themselves. They never had a drink with their friends. They were always, you know, the guy who just kind of was miserable all the time because he had to have specific foods. He had to have plain shitty chicken with, you know, plain rice. And you know, it's just like that. That's a wholly, totally different topic. I get it. But, you know, as a side note, it was like kind of just came to mind. Like, the point is you have to enjoy yourself when you can. I mean, life is too short to always be super strict with everything. If you're not dealing with something, if you're not facing something major, then have a little fun. Let loose. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun with your friends. Have some fun with your family. Go to those cookouts. Have some good food. But for the most part, overall, you got to eat healthy. You got to bring these foods into your life. You got to start eating healthier. You got to bring down that viral load, the pathogenic load inside your body. You got to do this stuff for the most part. But what I'm saying is you can still have a little fun. I'm not saying go, you know, go eat like shit all the time, have cheeseburgers, have pizza, fries, drink all the time. I'm saying you can do that a little bit here and there. You can definitely do that and enjoy yourself. But for the most part, you got to start eating healthier. You got to start bringing in these fruits and vegetables into your life. And as far as supplements go, I want to kind of just wrap things up in a moment. As far as supplements go, though, I've talked about many supplements in the past. I think I mentioned in last week's episode a bunch of these great supplements as well. But supplements that bring down the viral load, the pathogenic load in your body, which is going to help you heal from some of these things and also bring down the viral load and stop you from getting some of these things if you don't quite have the symptoms of them yet. These things include zinc. Zinc is a huge one. Vitamin C, which I talked about in the very beginning of the episode, another huge one. B12 is another big one. Lemon balm is a huge one. Game changer. Absolutely love lemon balm. Cat's claw is another one. Mullein leaf is another one. Golden seal is a huge one. I love golden seal now. I'm a big fan of it in the last year or so. NAC, N-A-C, N-acetylcysteine is a big one. Helps with a lot of things, especially your liver. Glutathione, if you can get reduced form of glutathione, is another great one as well to bring in. B-complex, B50 complex, a good B-complex is always beneficial. Magnesium, magnesium citrate, glycinate, great ones as well for helping a number of conditions throughout the body. What else do we got here? Licorice root is a good one to take periodically, and golden seal as well. Those are another one to take periodically. You can't take it all the time. You can take it for like 2 weeks on, they recommend, then 2 weeks off. That's a good one. And let me see, trying to think of a couple other ones that I may be missing. That is pretty much, chaga is another one. Chaga mushroom is another good one for viral conditions. Oregano is another good one for bacterial conditions, and also viral as well. Good antiviral, antibacterial, though, especially. Those, and again, you can have some of these as foods as well. Like some of them, like oregano, you can have that as a food or tea. Thyme is another one. Rosemary is another one. Like I said before, any of these vegetables, herbs in particular, will have benefit in bringing down the viral load and cleaning up the blood and et cetera, doing so many of these things. But if you can't have the actual food and you need to supplement with a tincture or a capsule, a supplement of some type, tea even, then do that as well. If you can't get the actual food, then go right to the supplement. It's just as good, if not better in some cases. Turmeric is another one, which I don't know if I actually mentioned that earlier. But turmeric and curcumin, I like to take both turmeric and the curcumin as well to lower the inflammation. They work a little bit differently. Curcumin is just one component, one phytonutrient that is filled, that turmeric is filled with. So it has, I believe it's hundreds, if not many, many dozens of phytonutrients known to man. Curcumin is just simply one of those phytonutrients that they've extracted out of the curcumin, out of the turmeric, and happens to be the phytonutrient with the most anti-inflammatory properties that they've studied. But turmeric as a whole plant, as a whole herb, has all these phytonutrients in them. Many of them have anti-inflammatory properties as well, and they work synergistically together. So it's kind of a two schools of thought. Do you take curcumin by itself, which independently has the highest known anti-inflammatory properties, or do you take turmeric because synergistically it has the curcumin in it, plus all these other ones, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of other phytonutrients as well that have their own independent anti-inflammatory properties, but then put together, you know, it's kind of like, did nature know what she was doing when she created turmeric, and it's probably better overall to take the turmeric, or when we extract the curcumin from it, is that the best way because it does have the best known anti-inflammatory properties? So I kind of like to take both of them. I honestly enjoy both of them. I think turmeric has incredible anti-inflammatory benefits, and I see incredible results when I take turmeric. And the curcumin just by itself also has incredible benefits and is very potent and powerful as well for anti-inflammation. But yeah, both of these, you know, that's just kind of another side note as well. But both of those are incredible. Add those into your life, either one or two or both of them, because they can do wonders for your inflammation levels and also for healing, cleaning out the blood, and helping overall to improve your health. And so those are pretty much all the supplements I can think of off the top of my head. Add those into your life as much as you can, along with, and you don't have to add every single one of them, but you know, some of the ones I mentioned in the beginning, especially the core ones, are probably most important to do, especially with what's coming up. You don't want to get sick and on top of what's happening. And you know, catching the virus out there that's going around. I don't even want to say the word in case that triggers the the podcast platforms to censor this episode, which has happened again in the past. I won't even say that magical word that we all know. But as it turns out, when people catch that, it can actually lower your immune system. And when that immune system is lowered, it's in these viruses that you have in you, the herpes, the Epstein-Barr, the shingles, etc., they sense an opportunity. And they can actually become activated after you catch what we all know is going around in this this current time and place. So, and I won't dive too much into that right now because I want to move on and end the episode. But I just wanted to mention that. So you got to be careful with catching what's going around right now. You got to be careful with catching the flu anyways. And, you know, the flu season's coming up. But also what's going around right now. And that, you know, I've talked about how my stance has kind of changed a little bit in the last year on that, and how, and by the way, I definitely got one of the strains, I'll say, that was definitely more stronger, more potent than the original one that came out. I'll say that, and I'll leave it at that for now. But I did want to mention that what's going around right now, and they continue to kind of get, or seemingly continue to get stronger, anyways, more potent, more dangerous, which is another topic for another day. But either way, when you catch even the original one or you catch the newer ones coming out, it lowers your immune system, weakens your immune system to the point where the virus is in you right now, the herpes in you, the Epstein-Barr in you, et cetera, shingles. Those ones can actually get activated from this thing going around right now and from the flu. So you want to make sure you're at your very best. You want to make sure that your immune system is at its very best and that you can, if you can, avoid catching these altogether. But if you do catch it, make sure you can fight it off relatively quickly so that you don't create an opportunity for one of these other dormant viruses to become activated. And the next thing you know, you're dealing with some chronic disease for the next couple of years. So that's what I'm leaving at that. That's all for today, guys. I will dive into more information in the upcoming episodes about this type of topic and some of the other things we mentioned as well. As always, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode. If you have any questions, let me know on Instagram. Again, I'll get back to you in relatively quick time compared to say other people out there that if you hit them up, you'll never hear from them. So I think I'm pretty good with that stuff. As much as I am pretty busy and have a lot going on, I do try to respond to as many people as I can. Especially if you're a listener of this podcast, I appreciate you more than you'll know. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.